Needed that bounce back, Virgil, today. And, you know, heads appeared to be dropping, confidence appeared to be slipping a little bit, but that was a massive lift for Tyrone today.
Yeah, it was a big win. We knew it was going to be a big, big challenge, and it was a big win. You know, believe it or not, within the camp we thought we weren't a million miles away in a lot of games this year so far, and maybe that shows us that we're not a million miles away. There's still a lot of work to be done. 2 weeks' time, Monaghan, and but it's nice to get a good win at home and get the Tyrone crowd come in behind us big today, and we're just delighted.
Some massive performances from big players, the likes of Matty Donnelly rolling back the years there with just a vintage performance.
Well, Matty has been a warrior for Tyrone for 10, 12 years. He's shaped games at times. He's good at reading play. He puts himself to the limits every night he comes to training. He's a consummate professional, and I have full of admiration for Matty Donnelly and Richie too. But Matty, Tyrone people will never quite understand the commitment Matty has put into Tyrone football.
We saw 4 goals conceded last week. The last 20 minutes of that game, there was no chance that Kerry were ever going to get in for a goal. That defending was incredible.
I was still panicking they might get in for a goal because we've been porous. But the defending was good in the last 20 minutes. We banked back a wee bit, but we tried to keep an attacking threat. It's a difficult balance nowadays, especially when you've Messrs. Clifford's and O'Shea and some of the O'Sullivan that come in and stuff. So it's a difficult balance between defence and attack, but we married the two well today, and we were potent enough up front. I thought Dara was outstanding too in terms of his contribution, and then we really came in. So listen, we're just happy all round.
Got a different complexion now in the season. 2 Ulster derbies to come to salvage your Division 1 status. You need to win at least one of those.
Well, that's it. You know, these games week on week are heavy duty. There is a 2-week break now, which is a help. But listen, there's nothing for nothing in this division. They're all down the divisions. It's a scrapping match, and we're in a scrap. And let's see, it'll be an Ulster scrap now. But we're going to have to turn up again the next day. There's no point doing that and not backing it up. And so listen, we're on again 2 weeks' time.
Monaghan and Clonus, and they lost today. They're back in trouble again. So, you know, they'll be digging deep to try and get those vital points for themselves to get themselves out of trouble.
Well, all you need to do is go and ask a Dublin supporter or one of the Dublin camp last year about Monaghan and Clonus at the dying embers of the league. So listen, we'll be preparing the way we always prepare, and we'll go at it as hard as we can.